This is James Manross of the Oral History Department of Youngstown State University. On today, November 24th, 1975, today we're interviewing Mr. Lyle Biddlestone, who is the Director of the Board of Health for the City of Warren. Where are you and your family originally from?
Is this working now?
I was born and raised in Niles, Ohio, December 6th, 1890. Is that what you want?
How many was in your family?
Two. Myself and one brother, 7 years younger than I.
What were your school days like?
Well, I was no ball of fire in school.
What were your ambitions and desires to do in life in school?
I really had nothing special in mind.
What did you do after you graduated from school?
I didn't graduate from school. I went to Hall University, took a business course.
When did you first come to Warren?
He's going to get us the name of that pigeon trapper.
I know he has a phone number, and I think the wife has a name. If I can get his name, I'll...
I was married to Myrtle Edwards and moved to Warren in 1913.
How were you employed when you came to Warren?
I was paymaster at the Stanley Works in Niles.
Mm-hmm. What prompted you when did you first start working for the City of Warren?
I was the first motorcycle policeman in the City of Warren. I began June 16th, 1915.
How long did you, or what was your next job after being a policeman?
I was appointed deputy health commissioner during the flu epidemic, 1917-18.
Was that epidemic really serious? How serious was it? How many people did it, kill or whatever?
It was the worst epidemic of any kind that we've had in the city of Warren in my 58 plus years as deputy health commissioner.
What was a typical working day like then when you became deputy health commissioner?
I was the whole health department at that particular time. I had no clerk, no nurse. I made all the investigations in scarlet fever and smallpox and whatever we had in the city. And we were strict about quarantine at that particular time.
How were you by yourself able to combat the flu epidemic and defeat it finally?
It was a worldwide epidemic, and it eventually wore itself out. There was no way that we could possibly control it.
Whatever prompted you in the first place to work for the city of Warren?
After I left the Stanley Works, I tried the banking business. I was a receiving teller in the First National Bank of Youngstown, and then moved from there to receiving teller at the Niles Trust Company. And the inside work didn't appeal to me. That's the reason I took a job in the police department, so that I could be outside more.
The late 19-teens and the early 20s, what was downtown Warren like then? It's much different than it is now?
in 1915, downtown Warren was a busy place. And one reason for that was that it was a county seat. We had a large influx of people from all over the county coming in the Warren every day.
When you first became deputy health commissioner, was it in this building that it's in now?
No, it was in the old city building on Mahoning Avenue, which a few years later, after I started to work, burned down. Then we went from there to the city building on Franklin Street, and from Franklin Street to a rented building on Pine Street, and from Pine Street to where we are at this particular time, 391 Mahoning Avenue.
Mm-hmm. You were here during World War I. Were the people really unified in a unified cause to fight the Axis powers in Europe? Was there a lot of unity among the people in World War I to get together and to fight, you know, among the people, generally?
I don't get quite just what you mean. World War I is a long way back. But as I remember, it was a general consensus of opinion that it was a necessary war.
History depicts the Roaring Twenties as really roaring and everything. Was it like this in Warren during the 1920s? Or was that exaggerated?
Well, I think the people my age never has forgotten what went on during Prohibition.
I noticed from my research in the history of Warren that a man named W.B. Kilpatrick was mayor three different times in the city of Warren back then. He must have been pretty popular. Could you comment on him?
I had the pleasure of working for Mr. Kilpatrick. He's still living, very active, and one of Warren's most distinctive citizens. Is that what you want?
Who were some of the better mayors of Warren that you remember that were, you know, really good mayors?
I've had the pleasure of working for 16 mayors in the city of Warren. And Warren has been very fortunate to have a high class, fine group of mayors. Ever since 1915.
How bad did the Depression hit Warren in the 1930s?
During the Depression, Warren suffered like every other city with the finances to operate the city. But I don't think we were any worse off here than most every other city in the country.
Did the Depression cause more epidemics or more health problems than before?
As I remember, the Depression did not have any bad effects on the public health of the city of Warren.
When did you become the top health commissioner in Warren? You said originally you were the deputy health commissioner.
Yeah.
When did you become the...
Well, I'm still the deputy.
Oh, that's just a regular title.
See, the city of Warren doesn't have a full-time health commissioner is only a part-time.
It's a part-time job. I didn't know that. Did you have another job when you were health commissioner?
Did what?
Did you have another job?
Did I have another job?
At the same time you were health commissioner.
It is full-time.
Well, I suppose that you could say that I did. I was in the music business as an orchestra leader for about 35 years.
Oh, really? Didn't you also run the Buckeye out of 422?
I owned the Buckeye, yeah.
Did you play out there when you owned it?
Oh, yes.
And did you ever have any big name orchestras out there too? Or was it more of a local thing?
No. Mm-hmm. It was strictly local. Mm-hmm. Naturally, with my own orchestra, I wouldn't have somebody else out there.
Mm-hmm. Basically, what type of music did you play? More waltzes or more jazz or...
Oh, no. As a leader of Biddlestone's Buckeye Entertainers for 35 years, I catered strictly to an older class of people.
What instrument did you play?
Trumpet.
Trumpet. During World War II, was there much rationing in Warren?
during the Depression.
Pretty good. How are you?
Everybody that received relief.
Sure. Hold on, Marie.
Had to work to pay for what they got.
That's for March.
And I had the pleasure of taking over a part of the Trumbull County home to operate poor relief gardens, in which when the crop was harvested, a ladies' group canned everything that we grew, and it was given to the people on relief.
Were there any other, besides the big flu epidemic of 1917 and 1918, were there any other epidemics or anything like this in Warren?
1926, smallpox.
Smallpox.
That was worldwide.
It was worldwide. Were there any other since then?
No, but in those days, we had nothing to immunize people for diphtheria, whooping cough, and those things. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of diphtheria, and I have a hospital down at 919 Main Street, and in which I took all the patients from the county to the hospital, and the expense of it was paid by the township trustees. And of course, nowadays we're very much surprised if we could possibly have a case of diphtheria or whooping cough or measles. Immunization has taken care of all those problems that we had before we had things to immunize children with.
Was taking care of diseases about the main thing that you did during all those years, because it took up so much time and everything?
Oh, no. All kind of complaints. Of course, when I first started to work, the town was full of outside toilets, which of course we don't have any in the city except an allotment we took in, which is now what they call Liberty Steel. There's not too many houses up there anymore.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember a few of the other things that you did as health commissioner?
Well, I had the restaurants to inspect that were in the city. Of course, we had no vending machines, food vending machines, at that time. I had the milk plants to inspect and the farms that sent milk into the city.
Was milk pasteurized then?
We were the fifth city in the state of Ohio to adopt pasteurization ordinance.
Like on the outside toilets, the people themselves had to pay for installing what indoors, did they? Or how did that work?
Well, of course, the people paid for the cleaning of the outside toilets. Mm-hmm. We had a dump grounds down in the south part of the city that there was no homes around, that it was all there and dumped. We had a particular place for it. Mm-hmm. You got the picture over there, Phyllis, of the hospital?
Can you think of any of the other big things that you did?
Gee whiz. This is a hospital we operate. Operate that since 1919. And this is our VD clinic and one of our present day problems.
Were there any VD problem? Was it as bad as it was in the past?
Not at that particular time, because we had housed a prostitution in Warren that gave us very little VD problems.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that was preferable, that situation preferable then or preferable now?
Think house of prostitution would help the situation now, because you got a different class of people. Mm-hmm. Our biggest group was 18, 19, 20, 21. It's time for promiscuity among young people.
Would you say the people of Warren generally have changed a lot during your years as health commissioner?
Well, there's no question about that. The change in the city with a different group of people. There's a big ethnic group in the city at this particular time, when at that time, why, you take around 1915, 1916, 1917. We didn't have so many. And of course, one was 20,000. Now where it's 70,000. It's a much bigger city with much more territory.
What was your favorite decade or era here in Warren? Your personal favorite time in Warren? In other words, which years did you enjoy the most in Warren?
I'm sure that Warren, in the last 2-3 years, is so much better off than it's ever been before, as far as public health is concerned. Our housing inspection, you can't hardly find a dilapidated house in the city of Warren today, no matter how hard you try. And our contagion is no problem. with our continual clinics for immunization, VD. Our inspections of restaurants, grocery stores, milk, schoolhouses, and all those things are so much better than it ever was because we have sufficient help now to take care of everything that comes up. Our city is practically free of junk cars. We just don't have much trouble anymore. It's not like it used to be. Mm-hmm. We're able to keep things under control.
What's getting, excuse me.
The State Department of Health feels that our restaurants and grocery stores are much above the average in the state.
Mm-hmm. Was getting enough money back then a big problem as far as getting things done?
Well, in all the years that I've worked for the city, I've never had any trouble getting sufficient funds to operate. I think any health department that does their job like they ought to won't have any trouble with city council getting sufficient money to operate.
Have you as a whole been very much satisfied with your career as a city and working for the city?
Oh, I've loved this kind of work. And I don't think that I could have ever done anything that would be any more satisfactory to me than the job as Deputy Health Commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything at all that you could think of that you would have liked to change or done differently?
Oh, as I look back over the years, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't have done, and probably shouldn't have done, and if I had the second chance, I might do some things different, but on the whole, it's been very satisfactory.
How many children did you have, and what are they doing now?
I have two, one boy and one girl.
Is anyone working for the city also?
My son worked for the city for 26 years mm-hmm. in the engineer in the water department.
Mm-hmm. What if you had to name one or two main accomplishments of your as health commissioner, what would you say they would be?
Take credit for the job I've done as protection to the public health of the people of the city.
Today we've been interviewing Mr. Lyle Biddlestone, who has been Warren's health commissioner for many a year. And we wish you all the luck in the world, Mr. Biddlestone, and we thank you for taking the time to spend with us, and God bless you. Thank you.